This is Karen Werner, Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellow, and I'm excited to share an unusual radio artwork by Dinah Bird, who is a radio artist based in Paris. The piece you're about to hear is called A Box of 78s and was released in 2014. Dinah Bird explains the story behind the project. Her grandmother, who was born on the island of Salt Spring in British Columbia, inherited a box of 78 RPM records, mostly classical music. Dinah's grandmother took this box of records with her as she moved over the course of her life to two continents. In 2012, a number of years after her grandmother had died, Dinah retraced the box's journey and took the records back to their starting point in Salt Spring. Dinah Bird writes, quote, "Using my great-grandfather's diary and daily notes on the weather as a guide, I played the records outdoors on a portable gramophone in spots around Salt Spring, where my grandmother and her family had picnics, played tennis, or danced, and I recorded what happened. This composed sound work blends memories, observations, field recordings, and music," end quote. Appropriately, Dinah Bird pressed this composed sound work into a vinyl record. And then, in a playful protest of digital sound propagation, she did a radio relay, sending a single copy of the record to radio stations all over the world. When a station received the record in the mail, it was to record notes on the weather at the time of broadcast. Then the radio station sent the record on to the next station in line, 25 stations in all. This radio relay followed the direction her grandmother's records had also traveled. We will now hear A Box of 78s by Dinah Bird. And in the true spirit of the project, I need to report that Dinah made this digital recording from the vinyl on May 20th, 2020, at 5:37 p.m. The weather in Paris was sunny. As I upload this piece into the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, it is May 27th, 2020, at 1:12 p.m. in Bergen, Norway, and the weather is mild and overcast with patches of blue sky.
Walker's year-by-year books. These set forth an altogether new and novel idea, and one that is eminently useful. It means little and much. Little recording, much satisfaction. Many have neither the time nor the inclination to keep a full diary. But out of the multitude of matters that crowd the experience of each day, there is always something that intelligent people desire not to let slip, but seek to hold, to awaken the memory in days to come. What a record of experiences such a book may be made. Things accomplished, things attempted, successes, failures, joys, and sorrows. For just such a record this book is designed, and it's so planned that each day may be compared with the corresponding one in 5 years or any year.
Journey out, 1910. Sunday, the 10th of April. 5. Slight swell. Kay has her meals on deck. Saturday, the 16th. 5. Arrived Ottawa at 11:50 a.m. Phyllis and Bob met us. Russell Hotel.
Bennett's in evening.
2 to Vancouver.
Have you got any other final? Because I know it's near your lunchtime, apart from anything else.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's very.
Have you got any bon mot for Dinah?
I'd like to go back to the island.
Where would you go if you went back?
I'd just be there, doing nothing.
It's a microphone. We're recording sounds around the island. And this is a gramophone, so we're playing gramophone records and around the island and recording sounds and people.
This is interesting. Your grandmother was born here, and she had records, and then you inherited the records, like in England, and you brought them back here. Oh, that's bizarre. Did you bring this from England?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so the recordings that you do, you go and you take your records to the places, like the places that your grandmother lived? Play the records, record them? I get it. You want to hear what she heard. Yeah? Oh.
First is a glass of water.
Friday the 21st, foggy. To boat, my new cow arrived, bought from H.H. Williams Duncan for $110. Skinny looking brute and ugly, thin as a skeleton. Order to Oxel Stell Company, stump puller.
Was it you who cut off all the heads of Mum's flowers, or Mum who cut the heads off your flowers? Do you remember that? They were growing better than yours, were they?
Yes.
Can you remember what sort of flowers they were? Bright
single coloured
flowers. Oh, it might have been tulips.
And these flowers are the people that you meet throughout your life who are important to you. And Sufi mystics believe that when you need somebody, you can communicate with them. that somehow they appear, and that sure happened for me. You know, all of a sudden somebody appeared just for some strange reason, and they're the right person for the time. So these are the people you will meet. So this is the journey through the cosmos over here, darkness, light, and stuff like that. So let's take part of it anyway. We'll sometimes walk this with a glass of wine. So sometimes we'll have a light lunch out here on a hot day, and there's my dock. There's one of the ponds all covered in duckweed. My boat there is on the wrong side of the water at the moment, underground, but I'll bring it out one day. And I sit out there, and that's where I write my poetry and stories and stuff. So in the morning, that's dark because the sun has come up behind the hills. But in the afternoon, then you have the brilliant sunshine. So that's my spot where I think and create ideas. And there's a flower out there. That's a beautiful place to sit and have a glass of wine and think up ideas. So this dock, I think, is safe, so you can eat the blackberries.
Earthquake at 11:10 p.m., which alarmed us, shook the house severely, lasted 5 seconds, no damage. Saturday, May the 1st, very
Saturday,
fine.
Saturday the 25th of
Raking
June.
Tennis court.
Made hay in the orchard in the morning. Kay and I went to tennis in the afternoon and had 4 sets. Rode there and back. Got home 10:30.
Mason to Bay in the afternoon. Tea on the beach in honour of ECT's birthday. Vi and Lois did a stint from Alice in Wonderland. Quite good.
Saturday 9th of July.
You
very
are old,
86 in shape. K and I to tennis. Rode over.
And yet you incessantly stand. No, what do you think at your age it is right?
Monday the 8th of August, fine, shopping, tea at the Empress with Miss Foster.
Thank you.
There was only one other child you played with, wasn't there? Was it Edmund or something, was he called?
Aye. It was Hyde Park.
Hyde Park, that's right. Is he your age or mum's age?
Both mum's age.
Mm. So were you the pest who tagged along, or were you included in their games?
That's the pest.
And this is Musgrave Landing, the same as it's always been, since I don't know when, before 1900s. Many docks later, but this was where the steamer came. I think it came down on Nanaimo, Chimenez, picked up lumber, came out here and blew its horn. And if you had passengers, you took them out. But if you had stuff to pick up, it would come in. And then it came back, went to Victoria, came back on Thursday. And I forget the name of it. I think one was the Daisy. A tugboat was the Daisy. I may have come in here on the Daisy the first week of my life, because I was born actually in Duncan. And January the 20th, so I would have come home in 25, 26, 27, something like that, the end of January. It'd be rough water. And the three kids came down to see the new baby come home. And I came on a tugboat from just over past those houses, because that was where the railway was. And they remember that the captain yelling at the crew, so be careful with the special cargo, you see. So I know that babies come on tugboats, so.
Tuesday the 17th, fine. Left 10 a.m. en route for Rivers Inlet to join Bob Buckley.
Stubborn, that's a good word. Come on, Maggie, in the back.
Maggie, stay.
Oh, crossed to Vancouver by the Victoria and went on board the Thomson, applied to the purser for berth, then he told me that Bob had gone home. After a few ice cream sodas, returned by the Adelaide, did some shopping, lunch with the Bridgemans, and returned 4:30.
So when Ben and Grandpa went to Victoria, what did you and Mum do? Were you left on your own, or were...
Daddy.
Miss Hannum?
Yeah.
She was a governess as well, wasn't she?
Yeah. Hocking took me back, disappointed not to get a chance at Grizzly.
And Miss Hannum taught both you and Mum?
Yes.
And what do you remember about Miss Hannum?
Large and square.
Came to Salt Spring, and they took over these old houses, all of the old, which were abandoned, and burnt them all down in their pot parties and stuff like that. So they burnt my dad's house down. But your grandparents would have had tea in this house. Because Dad built the house, came here in 1910, so he would have started building the house first. So between 1910, 1911, 1912, the house would have been built. Part of his old orchard here. This is where the house is, right here. And here, these are the rocks from my mother's old garden, right in front of the window of the house looking. And there were a lot fewer trees in those days. You could see out to the water. So this is the old house, and the house was very small. Garage over here, you know, it might have been 30 by 20 with kind of a overlap where the other kids slept. So they would have had tea in here. Thank you.
Ireland.
Yes, she brought records with her when she emigrated.
Oh, did she? Oh,
and she has like Danny Boy and things like that, but she doesn't know where they are right this minute. Well, or she'd get them out.
Robbie and
Alice.
Alice, yes.
Alice, this is Diana. Wednesday, 31st of December. Very fine. Fixed up the Spitfire's wiring in the morning to bay in the afternoon with fire. Filled up with gasoline, 7 gallons from Elliot. Beautiful evening and topping sunset. Hope 1920 will bring us better luck than 1919, as it's been fairly poor, what with one thing and another. Nigel much better and full of beans. Wednesday the 19th, fine, dull, changing fence posts by road and bracing gate posts. To bay in the afternoon with Vi and Lois, wrote to CGT. Life goes on.
You just heard A Box of 78s by Dinah Bird. To hear more exciting examples of radio art, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.